Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, reporting live from the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Well, happy Mother's Day yesterday. I'm not on the air on Sundays, so I have to do it yesterday. If you want to see a really cute picture of my mom and me, both one taken this year and one taken when I was under a year old, just go to my Facebook page, friend me. I'm Mark Levine on Facebook, or better yet, go to my delegate site. If you go Levine for Virginia, facebook.com/Levine for Virginia, you can see there just a wonderful, adorable picture of my mom and me. So check that out right there on Facebook. And this Mother's Day, I was thinking about mothers, specifically about, well, newborns, because every mother once had a newborn. And, you know, I can't say this as well as John Oliver. He did a wonderful clip on the wild notion that we are one of the only countries in the world that does not have paid maternity leave. In fact, of the 190-odd countries on Earth, two don't have paid maternity leave. One's the United States of America. The other is Papua New Guinea. And for all I know, Papua New Guinea will soon get paid for maternity leave. It is ridiculous. All we have in America under federal law, and this is recent, this is under Bill Clinton, under the Family Medical Leave Act, we have 12 weeks where a mother can have a baby but is not paid during that time, and oftentimes has to go right back to work right after the baby's born because she can't afford to take all that time off work. Only three states have paid maternity leave: California, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. California also has paid paternity leave. And we'll be talking later on in the broadcast with the wonderful Mark Grimaldi, our producer here, who just came back from paid paternity leave. But you Californians are damn lucky, because for the rest of us, well, I'll let John Oliver explain.
You can't have it both ways. You can't go on and on about how much you love mothers and then fail to support legislation that makes life easier for them. In fact, until we, as a country, do something to address this, this should be the only message that we're allowed to send on Mother's Day.
Mothers, we owe everything to them. They gave birth to us. They nurtured us. They made us who we are. And this Mother's Day, we have just one thing to say to all the mothers out there. Get the f*** back to work. Seriously, get back to work now. Because unless you can personally afford to take the time off you want, we're gonna need you to get your exhausted ass back to work and show us that can-do attitude that moms are famous for. We do anything for our moms. Up to, but not including, paying them to stay home for a while after pushing a human being out of their body. But we do want to say thank you. And what better way to thank us for thanking you than maybe turning up on time once in a while? We appreciate you, moms. That's why we're happy to allow you to bring that weird donut cushion to work, just so long as you promise not to tell us what it's for. And if you need to find a place to pump breast milk, well, no problem. Either use the break room, or even better, why not get some fresh air? You'll be more comfortable out there. It'll be like a picnic. And moms, you love picnics. The important thing is that you come back to work when you're ready, or when you're not ready, or even when your placenta is still technically inside you. Oopsie, clean up on aisle 7. Look at you, Supermom, taking care of everyone. Because remember, not only can you balance work and family, you have to. And that's why this Mother's Day, we know you'll be grateful, moms, because you understand that even though 183 other countries do more for you, we do as much as we feel we can right now. What we're saying is, you deserve the very best, moms. You're just not going to get it. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day from me and from John Oliver. It really is astonishing. I guess I didn't know how backward we were. I sort of imagined that all of Europe and Canada and Japan and Australia and every industrialized nation, of course, had paid maternity leave. I did not realize that all the less industrialized countries had it as well. Everyone has it, apparently, according to John Oliver, except us in Papua New Guinea. Now, businesses complained about the Family Medical Leave Act of 1993. They said it was going to cost a bundle. But really, no one seems to have complained very much. Even in California, where they have paid maternity and paid paternity leave, businesses have found a way to survive, just like they managed to survive with Social Security and Medicare and unemployment insurance and disability insurance. But when you look at other nations, I mean, the Netherlands, they get 16 weeks of paid leave. Norway, women get 36 weeks of paid leave. Here in the United States of America, women have to, well, just take all their vacation time and all their sick days and maybe a few days off work where they lose money and cobble it all together and try like heck to find some time off to have a baby. You know, I wonder if all those pro-life supporters actually think that a baby and a woman's life really does matter. We're the only, we and Papua New Guinea are the only countries in the world. And what's interesting, or I guess not surprising, is that the women that are the poorest suffer the most. Obviously, if you've got a caregiver at home who has a job, that woman might be able to survive through her maternity. But if you're a single mom, boy, it's rough. In 9% of the cases where families go under the poverty line, according to a book by Caroline Fredrickson, Under the Bus, How Working Women Are Being Run Over. And all of this, by the way, is in an article by Elizabeth Stoker Brunig on the New Republic website called Paid Leave is Going to Matter in 2016. Anyway, in this book, by Caroline Fredrickson points out that 9% of cases where families go under the poverty line, the precipitating factor was the birth of a child. Indeed, after health care, it's the second most reason why people become poor. There's health care costs, there's having a baby, and of course there's loss of a job. But with health care, with job loss, you've got unemployment insurance. And with health care, now under the Affordable Care Act, you're covered. But having a child, still not covered, unless, again, you're one of those lucky people in California, New Jersey, or Rhode Island. In fact, for single moms, 25% of families succumb to poverty within 30 days of those that go under the poverty line for birth of a child. 1,700 bankruptcy cases in the United States, 7% of debtors identified on their bankruptcy filing that it was the birth of a child that caused them to go bankrupt. It's always fascinating to me when I hear all the people who are opposed to abortions, who are opposed to contraception, who want to force poor women and poor teenagers to have children against their will, why they're not willing to support a newborn baby and their parents. And this isn't just about maternity leave. Sometimes, obviously, the woman is the primary wage earner in the home, and there should be paternity leave. Indeed, I'm just fine with maternity and paternity leave. And again, a little bit later on in the broadcast, I'll invite Mark Romali to share what he thought of his own paternity leave, being that lucky guy who is, because the Leslie Marshall Show is played out of California. But I just find it amazing how far behind we are. This seems to me obvious. For a party that's supposed to be all about family values, where are the Republicans on paid family leave? For a party that cares everything about the fetus, why do they care nothing for the children or for their mothers? On this Mother's Day, I wonder what you think about paid maternity leave, about paid paternity leave, about a little bit of money when you're taking care of a dying parent. So you don't have to choose between going to work and being there for your mother's last moments. Again, all you have to do is read the Bible to find these principles. Conservatives claim to believe in family values. They claim to believe in the Bible, honor our fathers and mothers. They claim to believe in taking care of one another. But when it comes to something as simple as paid maternity leave, which is a fact in 180-odd countries on Earth, all but us and Papua New Guinea, where are they? Where's Jeb Bush on paid maternity leave? Where's Rand Paul, Scott Walker? My guess is they are thanking their mothers that they were rich enough not to need paid maternity leave. This is Mark Levine. I'm curious to know what you think about this. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there and those of us who love them. Call toll-free, 888-48-MARK, 888-48-6275. Be right back right after this.
He's a Harvard economist and a Yale lawyer. He does not keep up with the Kardashians. He's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. Yesterday was Mother's Day. And mothers all across the country were feted by their kids. But the hardest moment of a mother's life, I think, or one of the hardest, is childbirth. And the infant certainly can't take his or her mother out for Mother's Day. And in this very, very difficult time, many mothers all across the country simply can't afford to have a child. They've got to go back to work. We do not have paid family leave in the United States. We have unpaid family leave. Thank you, Bill Clinton. That's a start. I'm glad women don't lose their jobs for having a baby. But for many women, it's a one-way ticket to poverty. 888-48-MARK, 888-488-6275. Let's go to Joel in New York City. Hey, Joel, how are you?
How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing just fine. Apparently, you just had your first child.
Yes, my wife and I had our first son, our first child, a son, back in February.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So it was a long delivery because of some complications, and thankfully everything worked out all right. But between getting to the hospital and finally leaving was 9 days. I had to take a couple of days, and I took a lot of days off of work to teach, as we've spoken before. And I had to take a couple of days when my wife was in the hospital to go back to work so I didn't burn up through all my sick days.
Yeah.
So I did burn up all my sick days. And just last week, got a little bit of a cold and had to go to work sick.
Exactly.
Because I burned up all my sick days. And even, like I told you before, as I said earlier in this call, you know, I teach.
Right.
One of my students said, why don't you take the day off? Didn't you get time off for your kid being born? I said, no, I don't get time off for my kid being born.
Exactly.
I'm a dad. I don't get that. And again, the shock, the jaw of my student dropped at just the unfairness of it.
Joel, does your wife work outside the home?
No, she owns her own business and works within the home, but she's a photographer. So she took basically for a month before and a month after, took no assignments.
And so, when you think about the cost of having a child,
mm-hmm.
There's the cost of the hospital. There's
yep.
the cost of delivery. You unfortunately had complications. That costs
yep.
more. And yep. there's the cost of a child. There's a crib. There's baby clothes. There's all just the tremendous cost. There's toys and pacifiers and everything. And then there's the added cost. The one that you and I were talking about, of missing work. Your wife missed work. You missed work. It is hugely expensive. I'm always amazed at the conservatives that say, well, you know, if a woman has sex, she should have to have the baby. And I'm thinking, you know, what about all these costs? You're not going to cover those, are you?
No, it's as soon as the baby is out, they couldn't care. They couldn't care less.
That's right. That point. But that's but the thing that we could fix at least is paid family leave. And I'll tell you, it's California has it. I'll be talking with Mark Romaldi in the latter half of the show about how it works in California. But New York's a pretty damn blue state. Have they talked about it in New York?
Yeah. And my teeth, and through my job, I have great insurance. When I got the bill, oh my God. When I got the bill that my insurance was paying, I was like, thank God I have good insurance.
Can you tell me? Let me guess. Huh? 30 grand, 40 grand, will you tell me?
It was a 9-day stay because of the complications. It was $70,000.
$70,000.
Yes.
Of course, you didn't have to pay that because you had insurance. Because,
yes.
Well, and that's good.
Job.
And presumably, through your job. And if you didn't, the Affordable Care Act would have made sure that you had affordable insurance. If you didn't, might as well just declare bankruptcy right now and give up.
I don't even know where I would come up, where I would even begin to think of coming up with that much money. I have a good job. I can't imagine someone who's struggling.
Now, let me ask you this, because you do have a good job, and they're nice people.
I wanted to stay home. Even, my mom is retired. Her mom is retired. We have plenty of support, but I wanted to stay home.
Of course you did. It's your child. It's your first child. Of course you wanted to stay home. I don't want to leave a new puppy in my house. No, really. I mean, my mom got a new puppy, and the puppy cried. You know, you don't even like leave the puppy alone, much less a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I would think you want to bond with your new son. I mean, of course you do. Those are some of the most magical moments. Mm-hmm. And you got to get back to work. I would think that work would have some sympathy, but I guess they had a policy. I mean, they have zero paternity leave at your work.
You can use your sick days.
That's it.
That's it.
It's. I'll tell you something. I mean, and that just proves why we need it legally. That just proves why we need the law to step in where businesses otherwise don't step in. Here you are in a liberal city. You work in what, Manhattan?
I work in Queens.
You work in Queens. Okay, so you work in New York City,
yeah.
In a very liberal city, in a very liberal state, but unlike, again, the Magic Three, California, New Jersey, and Rhode Island, pretty blue states as well. There's just no protection for you. And your wife, of course, has even less. She has her own business. She's a photographer. I mean, you want the child. The child's worth it. It's worth all the cost and everything. But you would think that your country could help you a little bit in getting started there.
I would just like to, like you said, the initial bond, even helping out. My wife had a C-section.
Yeah.
Pain.
Yeah, of course. She can't take care of the baby when she's in pain. I mean, she needs you.
I'm glad that I had insurance. I'm glad that I had the sick days. And
now,
women, female teachers, they do get paternity leave. They do.
Okay.
Because it's in the contract. It's in our teacher's contract.
Okay.
But it's just important for the dad to be home.
It is.
Really?
It is. It's very important. And Joel, just imagine if there were no dad in the home. Imagine it were a single mother. Imagine if that woman didn't have the help. You had your mother. She had her mother. You had four caregivers. Imagine if there were only one and she needed to work the next day. It's horrific to even imagine it. And yet that is the truth for so many women all across the United States. If you want to call in, it's 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. Thank you, Joel, for sharing your story. When we come back, Hillary Clinton talks about her mother and why she supports paid family medical leave.
Right now I'm using the family medical leave for my time. It's not paid, and it'll guarantee me my position back only for 12 weeks. I see myself probably maybe like a month. I don't see myself taking longer than that. I don't know how I could take longer than that. So probably like a month.
It's hard enough for families, for two-parent families to have a kid. It's hard enough for two-parent families who've got lots of money to have a kid, and they got grandmothers and grandfathers and aunts and uncles and siblings and all taking care of it. Imagine a single mother having a first child, a single working mother with no family support. And there are millions out there in America, and they have a child, but like this woman, can't afford to stay away. Can't afford to stay away even 12 weeks for unpaid family leave. They have to leave their newborn after 4 weeks. It's really a miserable thing. And we are the only industrialized nation in the world that does not have paid maternity leave. I mean, I support more than that. I support paid paternity leave as well. I'll be very clear about that. But when you look in the world, we don't even have paid maternity leave. And I'm proud to say that one of the candidates for the president, see, of course, a Democrat, actually does support paid family leave. This is her ad on Mother's Day.
For me, the earliest inspiration, and really still today, my guiding light was my mother. She had a childhood that none of us would want. Abandoned first by her parents, then by her grandparents. By 14, starting to work on her own, but she was determined to give me and my brothers opportunities far beyond anything she had known. She believed in me and encouraged me and set high standards for me. That lit a spark. Everyone deserves a chance to live up to his or her God-given potential. That's the dream we share. That's the fight we must wage.
How old are you? Are you 3 years old?
When I was at the hospital with Chelsea, while she was there to give birth to my most amazing, fabulous, unbelievable granddaughter, one of the nurses said to me, "Thank you for fighting for paid family leave. At a time that should be so exciting and joyful, I see so many women who are just distraught. They have to immediately go back to work. They don't know how they're going to manage. It is outrageous that America is the only country in the developed world that doesn't guarantee paid leave. I have this new granddaughter, and I want her to have every opportunity. But I want every child in our country to have every opportunity. We know that when women are strong, families are strong. When families are strong, countries are strong. What more can we do so it isn't quite so hard? The answer is we can do a lot if we do it together.
That's, of course, an ad, Happy Mother's Day, from Hillary Clinton. You know, I think this is an issue that might well resonate in 2016. I think this is an issue that truly shows the difference between Democrats and Republicans, between the party that cares about family, the party that cares about women, the party that cares about newborns, the party that understands that not everybody has all the wealth in the world. It's always amazing to me when poor people vote, or middle-class people, really, vote for the Republican Party. I understand why the Wall Street execs do it. I almost don't blame them, okay? They remind me of Ebenezer Scrooge. They've got billions of dollars in gold, and they don't want to give a little bit away to help someone who isn't that lucky. All right, I get that. But when you're talking about people in the red states, people in my home state of Tennessee, people in Kentucky or Alabama or Mississippi, white people, because frankly, blacks get it. White people, poor or middle class white people. Well, they got kids too. They have mothers. Why are they voting for Republicans? Well, we can talk about all the other stuff. We can talk about guns. We can talk about, I guess we can talk about religion, though I think every religion supports helping newborns, helping women who've just had children, helping families. And we could talk about abortion if we want to. At least the Catholic Church is consistent. Yes, they oppose choice for women. That's true. I'm against that. But they also recognize that newborns also need protection, that women who've just had a baby need protection, that poor families need protection, that middle-class families need protection. It's not just about the fetus. It's about the child. I think this is an issue that can resonate. I'm curious to know what you think. Call in 888-48-MARK, 888-48-6275. Is this an issue that could make Hillary run ahead of a Jeb Bush or some other Republican? Or is this an issue where the Republicans are going to say, no, 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 this is redistribution of wealth from the rich Wall Street tycoons to all those mothers out there? They seem to love mothers on Mother's Day, but they don't seem to love mothers so much when they're sneering about paid family leave. I'm curious to know from you if you think this is an issue that can win Democrats, that can win for Hillary. Give me a call, 888-48-MARK, 888-48-6275. While I'm waiting for your calls, I want to talk with our producer, Mark Grimaldi, who's just come back from paternity leave. California is one of three states in the entire United States that offers paid maternity leave, and California offers paid paternity leave. Mark, first of all, congratulations on your new daughter.
Thank you very much.
And tell me why paternity leave was important for your family.
So, you know, my wife had pretty good options through her work. She actually works for AAA, so they have some good insurance. And basically, she was able to have the, you know, the three months, which is a very good program that you can use.
Of paid maternity leave.
It's decreasing scale. So okay. The way it works is I think for the first month she got her full pay. For the second month she got about half of her pay. And then for the third month she I don't know if she got paid at all actually for the third month. But it was
well, the third month is because of the Family Medical Leave Act then. Because,
yeah, that's
because you guarantee 12 weeks under federal law
that's right.
Unpaid.
That's how she did it. She combined it all to take the maximum amount. And did it that way. And we, you know, it took a while. We had to budget it out and figure out if we could afford to go with half pay for the 1 month and then no pay for the other month. But
what is California? Now, that's interesting because you live in New York, but it's done under California law because the Leslie Marshall show
correct.
Is done out of California.
So specifically, but just to give you the background, that's kind of what my wife did. And what it allowed us to do was I was initially able to take some time off with my daughter, my wife and my daughter, Julia. But then I was able to take off other time. And essentially, the way that it works is there's a total of 6 paid weeks. What that breaks down to is actually 30 days because they, you know, they count 1 week as 5 work days. So basically, mm-hmm. you just think about it as 30 paid days, and you can use it anytime you want within 1 year of the birth of your child.
So you and your wife could sort of take turns then.
Correct. And that's exactly what we did. We were not off at, except for like the first week she was born, actually 2 weeks I took off. I use my vacation time for that because one of the things they have you do, not to get too bogged down in the specifics, is they actually require you to take a week vacation while they decide whether or not you're going to be applicable about it. That would be one of my only criticisms, is you have to kind of tell your work and prepare them as if you're going to have.
What is there to decide if it's applicable? You're having a child. Is it like to prove you're the father? I mean,
you actually do have to prove. Yeah, you have to.
You have to take a paternity test? No.
You have to send in the birth certificate, which was hard because the birth certificate you don't get right away.
Huh.
And the other documentation actually doesn't have the father's name on it.
Interesting.
It only has the mother's. So I had to wait for that, but I got a special letter. But it was only a small, you know, inconvenience. At the time, it was more stressful because literally, like I said, we had to plan as if I was getting the time, you know, notify my work and prepare them all and then have it maybe not happen. So
to tell me how important it is to be there for your baby's first 2 weeks.
So they actually, scientifically, they've proven that the bonding is very important within those 2 weeks. And there's even a physical bond that they've learned so strong that it's called skin-to-skin bonding. So that now anybody, your caller who just called earlier,
yeah, Joel,
probably was told this, Joel, that they recommend not only but the mother but the father, that you actually, it sounds funny in the hospital, but you take your shirt off and you hold the baby skin-to-skin because there's an exchange you know, between the two bodies,
I think that's fantastic.
Creates a physical bond between
sure
you
does.
And the child. And then the other thing is the child you know, they've even found out that if you talk to the baby while it's in the womb, once the baby's hearing develops, and I forget which week that is of pregnancy, but the baby starts to recognize your voice.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and they did a really cool test on this, that when the baby is born, even as early as the first couple days, if a stranger says the baby's name, the baby doesn't really react. But if the mom or the dad or anyone else's voice that the baby heard from that week
in
on
utero.
Regularly in
uh-huh.
utero, the baby's head will turn towards that voice.
Wow, that's great.
So there were a lot of different things that, you know, I noticed just being there with my daughter. One of them, to be honest with you, was the immense amount of help that, you know, I had to not just give my wife, but we had to do together.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a healthy baby, but it was still just tons of work because, you know, they make a huge push now to breastfeed your child because
right.
of all of the different things that later in life, it prevents things like, you know, a pediatric cancer, all these very
and the
things.
Bonding between mother
the
and
bonding,
child.
The bonding itself, you know, so, but the reason I mentioned that is something I didn't even foresee. It's very hard to get the baby to eat because at first it's not instinctive. They don't know how. So my wife, you know, was trying very hard, but was getting upset, and we were worried, like, you know,
that baby's hungry.
Yeah. And, you know, it's exhausting because she has to get up initially. The baby eats every 2 to 3 hours over a 24-hour period. So, like, I wouldn't want my wife being up. It's almost like sleep deprivation.
That's right.
Every 2 hours, and then to be the only one home with the child, because what if she's feeling sleepy and, you know, literally, like, collapses or something? I mean, it sounds crazy, but if you've ever had to stay up, you know, not just pull an all-nighter, but for the first about 4 weeks,
yeah, for weeks on
literally
end.
Getting up every 2 to 3 hours. And that's when the baby sleeps during in between those 2 to 3 hours.
Mm.
Sometimes you finish feeding the baby and the baby wants to stay up. So if you're by yourself, it's very difficult. So a lot of the time she would feed the baby and then go back to sleep. And then I was there with the baby doing all the other care that, you know, the baby needed. And it's not just the, you know, I say all this stuff that's obvious to people who can't really understand the emotional ties, because some people want, you know, nuts and bolts of why you need to be there. That's the things I would argue. You know, many people can't afford to have, you know, a nurse come in or something and stay with them at home, because the hospitals now only keep you if you have a healthy
That's
delivery.
Very, very expensive
yeah.
to have a home nurse. I'll tell you who the best home nurses are, though. Grandparents. If you can.
It's true, yeah. I mean,
they know what they're doing, particularly grandmothers. Sorry, granddads.
True.
I'm sure they can do it, but it's the generations usually. I mean, I thought it was very interesting that Joel said that his mother and his wife's mother were there. I know that my mother played a major role in her grandchildren's lives, and Hillary obviously in her grandchildren's lives. It's grandmothers matter.
It's vital. You turn to them because there's so many things that are just not clear what to do. And
right, and they know because they've been through it.
It's true, and this baby needs you for every single thing. I mean,
yeah.
So but beyond that, it was just the most fulfilling time of my life to hold that baby and have her just look at me and
mm-hmm.
smile and sleep on me
mm-hmm.
and just everything I did didn't matter quite as much because it wasn't as important as spending time with my daughter.
Aww.
And but it's true. I mean,
Aww.
You can't ever be the same. I mean,
no,
it literally takes you from the person you were, and you're now someone different in a lot
you
of
You were always
ways.
A softy, Mark.
I was. But now, you know, it's funny. I just, you know, whenever I'm always the one who puts my daughter to sleep at night.
Aww.
You know, whenever she's crying, I will elbow my way in, no matter whether my wife's holding her or grandma, and I'm like, give her to me. Like, I always
I get to
be
put
the,
her to sleep.
Yeah, to be, like, calming her down. But there's things that you develop from an early age that you might not be able to have otherwise.
Yeah.
And really, the way that it works in California was I was already paying for 2 years into the state. It's called the state disability program, and
right.
many states have disability. And they basically just expanded it and added paternity and maternity leave
mm-hmm.
to that category of state disability. And that's where the money comes from. And it's something that I was paying into, you know, just like
yeah.
anything else.
Right. You paid into it, and it's like yeah. an insurance fund, and you get out of it. So,
yeah, and
so
it was not my full pay. It was it ended up being, it can be about 50% to 70% of your pay. It worked
mm-hmm.
out to be about 70% of my pay. But it's wonderful because, you can use it throughout the first year of life. So imagine being able to take a week off with your child, you know, because they're 6 weeks, at six different points within the first year of their life.
Right.
That I mean, that's just incredible.
It's an incredible program, and I really hope we can encourage all the states to adopt California's program. I'm curious to hear from you folks if you think this is a winnable issue. And listen, if you oppose it, despite the fact you've just heard Mark's incredible, wonderful stories of bonding with his daughter, he might attack you. But no, really, if you disagree, I still want to hear from you. I come on, Grinches, Scrooges out there, tell me why you are opposed to paid family leave. Call in. You get first in line. And if you support it, hey, you get a call in too. 888-48-MARK. 888-488-6275. We'll be right back right after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded, liberal American. He's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, talking this Mother's Day about paid family leave and why we need it in this country and why I think it's a real winning issue. I'm really glad that Hillary Clinton has taken an early and positive stance on that. And I asked you to call in if you didn't want it, but nobody did. It's really, really hard to be against it. That actually just proves my point, particularly after Mark Grimaldi shared his heartwarming story. So in the last couple minutes I have left, I want to talk about my mom, because I dare say my mother is the best mother in the world. We can be out in a public place, in a mall, in a grocery store. My mom hears a baby cry. Not her baby, not her relative, not her friend, just a baby. And she can turn and look at that baby, and within 10 seconds, the baby stops crying. My mom is magic mom. I've never seen anyone else do it. My mom can stop a baby crying from a mile away. It's like her superpowers. My mom actually had a very difficult birth when I was born. Between my sister and me, there was a false birth. It's a very obscure condition, but basically it's where the body thinks that there's a birth when there isn't. It's like there's a miscarriage, but the body doesn't know there's a miscarriage, so you become pregnant with no baby inside. It's a very, very dangerous condition, in fact. And they had to scrape her uterus, and she wasn't sure she'd be able to give birth again. When she did give birth to me, I literally broke the mold. That is, that after I was born, she never stopped bleeding. She had to get an emergency hysterectomy. In fact, she lost so much blood that if there hadn't been for blood transfusions, she would have lost every bit of drop of blood in her body. But thank God, she managed to survive. She came home, and she asked her husband, my father, to take care of me in the middle of the night. Now imagine, she's just gone through an emergency hysterectomy, losing massive amounts of blood. Talk about a tired mom a week after giving birth. And she sends my hapless father out to take care of me. My father takes me in this narrow hallway in our home and rocks me. And as he's rocking me, he falls asleep until, bam, my head hits the wall. I start crying. My wife bolts out of bed. My mother bolts out of bed with all her stitches and everything from the surgery, grabs me from my father, and I don't know how she did it. I told you, she's super mom. She takes care of me. My dad says he didn't do it on purpose, but you know, I've often wondered, because she took pretty good care of me for the rest of my life. Thank you, Mom, for all you've done for me from the moment I was born until today. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to Gina, Mark Grimaldi's wife. And if you're listening to my voice, I know how tough it is. We men, we just can't hold a candle to you mothers out there. This is Mark Levine. Talk to you tomorrow.